The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And it is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. It's 5 o'clock in Columbus, Ohio, but it's also 5 o'clock in Washington, D.C. Well, technically it's 5:06, but this is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I welcome our friends in Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA 105.1 FM and the Don Kroah Show. It is my privilege to sit in today and on Friday for my good friend Don Kroah while I do my own program in Columbus, Ohio, Bob Burney Live. What a privilege. What an honor to be able to host both programs at the same time. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Well, this is not the direction I was going to head, but this just came up on my Twitter feed. And I've got something I want to read to you. Oh, by the way, my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And yes, that number works anywhere in the continental United States. It will work in Columbus, Ohio, but it will also work in Virginia. It'll work in Pennsylvania. It will work in Maryland. It will work in Washington, D.C. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I shared this with my listeners yesterday. Pastor James Coates, the pastor of Grace Life Church of Edmonton, Canada, is in prison as we speak. Pastor James Coates, Grace Life Church of Edmonton, Canada, is in prison. His crime? He had church. No, that's it. The government of Edmonton, Canada, had released some very strict guidelines on social distancing, wearing of masks, and public gatherings. Some pretty rigid rules and regulations issued by the government, the health department locally, applicable to churches. They were only allowed to have so many people in the auditorium. They had to be so many feet apart, 6 feet apart. And everyone was required to wear a mask and so on and so forth. Pastor James Coates said, you know, we're going to be careful, we're going to be cautious, but we're going to have church. Very similar to the stance that John MacArthur took in California. If you were following that at all, Governor Newsom tried to shut John MacArthur down. Los Angeles County tried to shut him down. The mayor tried to shut him down. Los Angeles County Health Department tried to shut him down. Filed lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And finally, the Supreme Court stepped in and said, hey, back off. They have a constitutional right to practice their religion. Pastor James Coates is in prison in Edmonton, Canada, and he has been told you will stay in prison until you promise to obey our rules and regulations. Pastor Coates has said, I'm going to obey God. If I can obey God and obey you, that's fine, but if I have to disobey God in order to obey you, I'm taking God over you. So he's got a hearing coming up pretty soon, and we'll keep an eye on that. But here's what caught my attention. The elders at Grace Community Church in California, this is John MacArthur's church, the elders of John MacArthur's church sent this to the people and the leadership of Grace Life Church in Edmonton, Canada. And here's what it says. I just think this is cool. To the saints of the Grace Life Church of Edmonton, may grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The elders of Grace Community Church wanted to take time to write a word of encouragement as you will all face this most significant trial in your life as a church. We want you to know that we stand with you, we support you, and we are praying for all of you as you suffer in a manner worthy of the gospel. Philippians 1:27-30. Though our own local and state governments have not gone to the extremes yours have, we find ourselves in the midst of our own legal battles for simply gathering as the Lord's people on the Lord's day in obedience to the Lord's command. While we don't pretend to know the grief of seeing your pastor, or pardon me, while we don't pretend to know the grief of seeing our pastor imprisoned, we do know something of the conflict you are in, and our hearts feel the burdens your hearts now bear. Your sorrow is our sorrow. Please know that we could not be more proud of Pastor James for the stand that he has led you all to take. In the patient enduring of these sufferings, he honors Christ, his Savior, and magnifies the worth of his glory to the watching world. By continuing to gather each Lord's Day, you proclaim to your neighbors that obedience to Jesus brings more satisfaction to your souls than all those things the civil authorities can take from you. By counting all those things as loss, even your own freedom, you testify to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus your Lord. For him, you can suffer loss of all things and count them but refuse. Philippians 3:8. Now, in the Christian community here in America, there's actually a lot of controversy as to whether this pastor in Canada is doing the right thing. Many churches in America, and I'm talking about solid evangelical churches, have decided to obey the government and social distancing, the wearing of masks, and so forth. This church has said the federal government has no say in how we meet, where we meet. This is our decision to follow the Lord. And Scripture says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And we are going to meet and we're going to praise and worship God. Now, let me say this. Whether you agree completely with Pastor James Coates and Grace Life Church of Edmonton, whether you agree completely with his civil disobedience, I hope you'll stand with him in standing for his convictions. I don't have to agree with every conviction that my brother holds to understand that he believes wholly and fully that these are biblical convictions, and therefore I can support him. And that's my position on this. I think he is doing something brave. I am absolutely convinced that he is doing it out of a sense of biblical conviction and adherence to the scriptures. And it's certainly is an illustration of what the early disciples had to go through. Have you read the book of Acts lately? No, seriously. Have you read the book of Acts lately and read what the early church had to endure under the hand of a totalitarian government? God bless the pastor and the people of Grace Life Church of Edmonton. And God bless Grace Community Church in California for showing their support.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our Columbus, Ohio listeners and our Washington, D.C. listeners. If you were listening a few minutes ago, I was talking about the difference, or not the difference, the correlation between the sovereignty of God and personal responsibility, the free will of man, the individual responsibility. And I want to illustrate that in just a moment. But first, I want to deal with this quickly so I don't forget. I spent a considerable amount of time yesterday on the so-called Equality Act that is going to be considered in the U.S. House of Representatives very, very soon, possibly tomorrow. Now, I am assuming that most of you, since you're smarter than the average bear, know how unbelievably dangerous, wicked, and evil the Equality Act is. If it were to be passed. The Catholic League said it would be one of the most evil pieces of legislation ever passed in American history concerning religious freedom and religious rights. Most conservative groups, the Heritage Foundation, Alliance Defending Freedom, the Liberty Institute, I mean, you name it, I think without an exception, conservative groups across America are sounding a clarion call for Christians and conservatives to stand up and be counted and to call your elected representatives before this vote is taken. If the Equality Act is passed, and if you were listening earlier, if the liberal left proposes a piece of legislation, they will give it a name. And if that name is given by the liberal left, you can automatically assume that the purpose of the legislation is the opposite of the name. This is not about equality. This is about the radicalization of our society. It is social engineering at its worst. And what would it involve? It would amend and change the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and add sexual identity, gender identity to other civil rights aspects of the law. Bottom line, all right, let's get to the brass tacks. Let's get to the practicality of it. If it is passed, it will become federal law that all a man has to do to walk into a woman's locker room, a woman's shower, undress in front of other women, the only thing the man will have to do is say, I feel pretty, I feel like a woman. No medical exam, no medical doctor, no hormone treatment, nothing. All a perverted man would have to do is say, I identify as a woman. That is my gender identity. Now, he may have been living as a man yesterday, but he feels the perverse desire to go into the women's locker room at the local health club or to go into the shower at the local health club. All he's got to do is say, I identify as a woman, and there is nothing anyone could do. It would codify across America. Now, think about this, you as parents. This is a hypothetical, but this could become reality if the Equality Act is passed. You're in your local Chili's restaurant, and your 12-year-old daughter needs to go to the restroom at your local Chili's. Well, 12 years old. I think most parents, most families would allow a 12 or 13-year-old girl to go unaccompanied into the women's restroom at a local restaurant. So your 12 or 13-year-old daughter goes into the restroom. And in that restaurant is some pervert who wants to go desperately into the women's bathroom. All he has to do is say, I identify as a woman. There is nothing anyone can do. If a father found out that there was a man in the woman's restroom with his 12 or 13-year-old daughter or 10-year-old daughter or 16-year-old daughter, if a father were to find that out and go to the manager and say, I demand you get that man out of the bathroom with my daughter, it would be the father that would be arrested. Are you still with me? Bob, you're exaggerating. No, I am not. Earlier, I was talking about Connecticut. The federal lawsuit that three female athletes in Connecticut have filed against the Connecticut High School Athletic Association because they are allowing transgenders, anatomical, biological males, to compete against girls in track and field and other events. That lawsuit would be out the window because the Equality Act would codify that kind of behavior. It is that serious. It is that bad. It is that wicked. It is that evil. And yet, right now, it looks like it'll be passed, and you can bet that Joe Biden will sign it into law. The only thing that will stop this piece of legislation is an enormous uprising of God's people all across America calling, writing, texting your elected representatives. Be kind, be gracious, but be firm. Contact your representative and tell them, you have been elected to represent me. I want you to know something. I cannot think of words strong enough to express my opposition to the so-called Equality Act. Do not vote for it. Now, you might want to add this, and again, be kind, but you might want to add, if you do vote for this legislation, I just want you to know, the next time you are up for election, I will do everything I can to see you defeated because you do not represent me or my family. This is bad legislation, folks. Joe Biden in his campaign, Kamala Harris in her campaign, said, we're going to fight for this. We want it passed as quickly as possible. It's evil. Hey, listen, Donald Trump did a whole lot of things that Christian conservatives didn't like. He did a lot of things, said a lot of things that I didn't like. But I do not believe that he sponsored or supported any legislation that I would call evil. The Biden administration is supporting things that we don't just disagree with. They're wrong. They're evil. Speak up. Stand up. Let your voice be heard.